conservative,
Christian, mother, wife,
Air Force veteran,
gun rights advocate.
This is Stacy on the Right. Here's your host, Stacy Washington.
And we are back with hour two of Stacy on the Right. Thank you for being with us and welcoming back to the show, Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, retired, spokesperson for the National Police Association, nationalpolice.org. Thank you so much, Sergeant Betsy, for being here.
Hey, great to talk to you tonight, Stacy.
I'm glad you're here because, my goodness, this is another story. I was just bombarded with these kind of am I still in America type stories where Illinois, they are having such a shortage of police officers because, you know, defund the police. That was never, going to cause them to have police shortages. I can't believe the sarcasm that's been pouring out of me all day long related to this. And now you have them saying, well, as long as you're here in America and you want to be a cop, go ahead. Go right ahead. Don't worry about it. You can be one, even if you're not an American citizen, but you could still be a cop. Wow. Unbelievable.
There is so much to talk about with this. I don't even know where to start. Let's start with this past weekend in Chicago. We had over 50 people shot, at least 5 fatally. And Chicago is in the midst of a huge migrant crisis where the residents of Chicago are starting to really rebel against the sanctuary city status in Chicago. They're starting to really confront the administration there and the mayor and saying, what the heck? You know, what about us? Our governor there in Illinois, and I'm an Illinois born and raised girl. I did all of my policing there. J.B. Pritzker, who I do think has some presidential aspirations, perhaps, decided that as of January 1st of next year, people who legally can get a work permit can go ahead and be Illinois police officers, a police officer. So this is House Bill 3751. There is similar legislation, by the way, in California that's been in place for not quite a year. But just because you're legally authorized to work doesn't mean, in my opinion, that you should be allowed to arrest American citizens on American soil. Do we really want foreign nationals arresting Americans on American soil? And remember, Stacey, because you did the same thing when you joined the military, you raised your right hand and you took an oath to what? Defend the Constitution.
Yeah, support and defend the Constitution,
right?
Of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You never forget.
Yep. And you're going to
once you swear it once.
The Constitution.
Yeah. Unqualified, unmitigated citizenship type stuff. Right. You can't just say, right. I can't just go to someone who, and this is nothing against any of the nationalities I'm going to name off, but I can't go to a German national and say that that person has the same kind of allegiance to the U.S. Constitution that I have. You know, I mean, even your garden variety Democrat should have more allegiance to the U.S. Constitution than someone who's in the country that may be loving it. Right. Maybe thinking, hey, you know what? This is really a great place. They're here. Maybe they're here on a visa or some kind of, so they're not necessarily illegal aliens, but they're certainly not citizens. So the allegiance is the issue. The other thing is, as a foreigner, and we've seen this with these workers from Facebook, haven't we, Sergeant Betsy? And Twitter, when they had that, the guy who was running Twitter, he was asked on a television interview about the proliferation of hate speech on the platform. And he said, well, I would just as soon ban individuals and not allow them to speak if they engage in hate speech. But he said, in America, there are these pesky rules about people being able to say anything they want, even if it's untrue or if it's hateful. And that is he used a fancy term for basically it's a problem within the laws and the way that people believe in the United States that he was unburdened with. And he's right, because he lives here now and he's a U.S. citizen now, but he was raised abroad where you could be jailed for saying certain things. He doesn't understand our rights here. And he's perfectly fine with curtailing them by any means necessary, even under the guise of Section 230 or the private speech. And so it's these kinds of ideas that if you haven't been to your citizenship class, if you don't actually want to be a citizen of this country, you're just here to work, you're not going to be a very good person to be arresting somebody like me, right? I'm compliant. I'm not a rabble rouser at all, but I do expect my rights to be respected. Why would a non-citizen even know what those were?
Well, and that's exactly it. And that is just a few of the multitude of problems with this. Remember, federal law right now prevents illegal aliens from becoming police officers with full arrest law. Federal law also, remember, when you become a police officer, before you can even go to the police academy, you have to be legally able to obtain, purchase, and possess a firearm under federal law as well. And this is something you and I have talked about so many times before. You know, for the last 3 years, what have we heard? And really since 2014, sometimes before, we want cops to be better educated. We want law enforcement to be a profession. Cops need more training, need to be more professional, more this, more that. And now we're going to pluck people who are here because they violated the law. And let's not forget, you know, it's not just people who snuck across the border. A lot of these migrants, most of them these days, are doing what? Claiming asylum. So they are, and falsely claiming asylum. So they're breaking multiple laws just coming into the country. So again, now we're going to go ahead and give them badges, guns, and have them police the streets of a country that it's very likely that they don't really understand. You know, as an American citizen, when I became a police officer, just like you when you went into the military, you had a vested interest in seeing this country become, to stay safe and to stay successful. And I view this as the slipperiest of the slippery slopes that we have been now talking about for many years. I think, you know, remember, it was like, oh, just let them have driver's license. Oh, let them vote in local elections. Well, let them join the school board. And now let them become police officers, prison guards. And what's next? The slipperiest of slopes, I believe.
Well, it'll be let them be elected officials where they can influence voters to, you know, or influence legislation to make themselves legal, to remove a prohibition on illegal entry whatsoever. I mean, it's the same thing you worry about if you allow felons to vote. If you allow people who are in prison to vote, they could vote that people in prison, you know, would not need to be in prison, right? They vote in people who think like they do. They vote in the criminally minded. And then before you know it, you have, you know, all kinds of things that would never have been allowed in a law-abiding place. That's how you see the downward spiral that we're currently experiencing. It's because, as you noted, the slippery slope, we're like, well, it should be okay if they get driver's licenses. I mean, they're driving anyway. No, arrest the ones who are driving anyway, right? Don't give driver's licenses to people who can't read English, aren't interested in learning to speak English, don't care enough about this country to come here lawfully. Don't give lawbreakers driver's licenses. Well, they need to be able to vote because they're a part of the system and they're paying taxes. Yeah, but that's not what being a citizen is. Being a citizen isn't like just, but isn't it funny that Democrats are so confused on what a thing is? They think that if you want to be a woman, you just need to put on makeup. Even if you're hideous and you have a beard, you just a little makeup and you feel like a woman and you're a woman. You want to be a citizen? Just pay some taxes. Not all the taxes that you owe. Just pay some. The tax on your food, you know, taxes that everyone pays. Now, all of a sudden, you should be able to do the same things that citizens do. They do this a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So true. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, again, let's go back to Illinois. This is an Illinois law right now, but I don't think it'll just be Illinois in the future. And, of course, it's a law in California. Right now, the Chicago Police Department is horrifically shorthanded, like most police departments in this country. 9 out of every 10 police departments in this country is shorthanded. Now, again, remember, we're told that you can't lower standards because we've got to have the best of the best to be police officers so that they don't make these terrible use of force decisions, et cetera, et cetera. The Chicago Police Department right now does not even require oral fluency in English to become a Chicago police officer. So that's one of the big problems that we're seeing in Illinois. Now, in Illinois, and of course nationwide, if we go ahead and say, okay, despite the fact that you're an illegal alien, you can go ahead and be a police officer, how are we going to conduct the extensive background checks required to be a police officer in this country? Stacey, before they hired me and sent me to the police academy, people went out to my small town in Illinois and talked to some of my teachers from grade school and high school. They talked to our neighbors. They, you know, you need that extensive background check to find out what kind of person are we going to give powers of arrest and search and seizure to. Now, are people willing to say, well, you know, maybe that's not such a big deal? So I'm not sure the American people are really ready for this or understanding this. I have not heard a single positive thing about this coming out of Illinois, other than from the political class, and not very many of them. So I wonder what the people of Illinois and the people of the United States are going to have to say about this, because I don't think this is going to bode well, and it's certainly not going to help this crisis of confidence in the American law enforcement officer that the media keeps pushing, some of the politicians keep pushing. Do we want to lower standards? Do we want people who aren't particularly vested in this country? Or do we want to fix the immigration system? Wouldn't that be great? And do we want to go back to lifting up law enforcement officers, requiring them to have high standards, and then supporting them for the difficult job that they do?
Oh, so true. Everything that you're saying, Sergeant Betsy. And so as we're discussing this, you know what the scenario that pops into my mind, because you talk about the lack of confidence in police. And we all know that there are people out there. We've seen the stories. And it's not prevalent, but it has happened where a man pulls a woman over, right? An attractive woman. She's in the car alone and ends up sexually assaulting her. It's not really a police officer. It's someone with a uniform and a gun. And they're doing that because, you know, they can pull someone over and you flash a badge and the person thinks that you're a police officer. But I see it going horribly wrong in a different way, meaning the person is actually a police officer, but they don't have proficiency in English. They pull you over and you're like, you can't possibly be a cop because you can't even speak English. I don't understand anything that you're saying. And so, you know, you drive off or you resist, whatever. And then they end up shooting you because what do they know anyway? If they can't speak English, they don't have English proficiency. How did they even pass the test? Oh, we're putting the test all in their language so they can pass it. How do they know how their information that they've supposedly learned, how that intersects with interacting with American citizens who may or may not believe they're actual police officers because they can't speak English? I just, it's a nightmare.
It is. It is so unthinkable. We've spent decades in American law enforcement working on what we used to call cultural diversity. So learn, because, you know, just even in the town that I worked in, you know, we had people from probably 50 to 60 different nations living and working in my city. And so we spent a lot of time educating ourselves on different people's cultures and languages, and so that we weren't disrespectful to them, you know, in different situations. Now we're going to have just the opposite, one more opposite world situation for us. And what is going to be the ultimate issue that we're going to see? It's just going to be chaos. And this will not help the crime problem in the United States. It will not help the crime problem. It will not bring more qualified people to law enforcement. And I believe that it will just continue to bring chaos. And I do wonder if that's what J.B. Pritzker is really trying to do here, because this is what he is doing. It's inexplicable. It's unthinkable, truly.
Right. Because it's a contradiction in terms, because, well, first of all, Pritzker is talking about, you know, an individual who is not a citizen but is legally authorized to work in the United States under federal law is authorized to apply for the position of police officer. And he says, that eligible non-U.S. citizens are subject to, quote, all requirements and limitations other than citizenship to which other applicants are subject and must be able to obtain, carry, purchase, or otherwise possess a firearm under federal law. Well, how do you possess a firearm under federal law if you're a non-citizen? I wasn't aware that non-citizens could lawfully possess a firearm in the United States.
Well, and there is your issue. How is he going to rectify this? It's just like the cannabis laws. Cannabis mm-hmm. is still illegal federally, but mm-hmm. you know what do we have? 23 states now where yeah. it's illegal. So you're going to have this conundrum of, well, we'll follow federal law when it works for us, or when it doesn't, we're not going to follow federal law. That makes absolutely no sense. And then, you know, think about this. You know, one of these illegals becomes a police officer, gets through all the training, goes out, arrests somebody. You get to court. And in court, remember, a police officer has to prove their knowledge. They have to prove their good standing in the community on the stand. Now, the first thing I do as a defense attorney is ask that police officer who arrested my client, have you ever broken any laws? And right. then you go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, so you don't speak English. So I'm thinking you might be an illegal alien. And so the murderer or the rapist or the shoplifter or the armed robber can say, their lawyer can say, and then you're bringing a case against my client, but have you ever broken any laws? And then say, no, what about citizenship? Are you in the country lawfully? You know what they'll probably do is they'll say, well, you can't ask that question. Yeah, that question is stricken from the record. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this will, if this continues as written, it will end up in front of the, you know, you're still violating federal law. And although, of course, we believe strongly in states' rights, that's in the Constitution, mm-hmm. Law enforcement has some responsibilities toward the federal government as well. And remember, Joe Biden's constantly talking about all the control he has over law enforcement. So this is going to be a real conundrum for the federal government as well. So again, I don't know if the governor of Illinois is just panicking because he can't get enough police officers. He doesn't know what to do about Chicago, and he doesn't know what to do about the migrant crisis in Chicago, especially, which, of course, is moving to the suburbs. It's moving to southern and central Illinois. And this was his knee-jerk reaction. Or is there something even more nefarious? And I think only time will tell on that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on the only time will tell as to what the end goal is here. But it just feels it. It's like some of the things that they've recently passed and said they want to do. It feels wrong. We know it's wrong because you cannot have someone who is so. Even children will scream about this. The person in their class who most often is, you know, sitting out, having detention, et cetera, that's not the one you decide who's going to pass out the papers or be in charge of everybody, you know, turning in their item or something like that. The teacher always picks the teacher's pet, the one who likes to follow the rules and never breaks them. Because the example is, if you want to be in charge, you have to be perfect in your behavior. Well, being a police officer is the ultimate in being in charge because your uniform and position confers authority on you for every other person that you encounter, whether the person you're talking to is a banker or a doctor or, you know, Elon Musk to a dog catcher or, you know, some kid who's, you know, walking after school with their dog. Everyone recognizes that the uniform confers authority upon you and you're in the country illegally. People will move here illegally just to go to Illinois to become police officers.
Exactly. And what kind of applicants are we going to get? And let's not forget that if this comes to fruition and illegal aliens are hired and put through the police academy, how many American citizens, well-qualified American citizens, is Illinois going to get to also join those police departments? Again, Illinois, my native Illinois. I live in southern Arizona right now. One of the reasons I left Illinois is because of the crazy politics. Illinois is already the most fled state in the union. Not New York, not California, my native Illinois. What do you think this is going to do to get people to stay? It's not. What is this going to do to recruit qualified police applicants, perhaps Illinois born and raised, or to come to Illinois from a different state to become police officers? Is this going to help that? Absolutely not. So it just seems incredibly illogical. Stacey, a month ago when we talked, this illegal aliens becoming cops was not on my bingo card. And so I'm a little nervous to see what's going to happen in the next 30 days.
Yeah, I was still kind of reeling, you know, from my end from them, you know, lowering the cap and taking all of those things that are, you know, violent offenses off of the list of things that could get you, you know, thrown in the slammers. I was still, you know, that was my thing still. So this is new, horribly uncharted territory.
Yeah, it is going to be, I know that all eyes are on us, on Illinois, to see how this is handled by the legislature, how it's handled by police leaders. Because again, you've got to get police leaders to hire these people. So is this, you know, is this only going to happen in blue cities and blue counties? Is this going to be forced upon other jurisdictions? You know, so that, you know, because Illinois is incredibly diverse. You know, we have everything from a huge urban area in Chicago and Springfield and in other larger cities. And then, of course, we have extremely rural areas, small sheriff's departments, small town police departments. And I'm fearful that Illinois is just going to become very almost tribalistic because of who's becoming police officers. And I have to wonder what the residents of Chicago are going to think about this, because again, they're already frustrated with, you know, we still have migrants, you know, living on the streets, living in police stations. They're taking over a grade school in the city of Chicago right now. Shelters are full. So many resources are going toward the migrant crisis that the poor and downtrodden residents of Chicago are kind of getting pushed to the side, and they're getting frustrated with that. And you combine that with the high crime in the city of Chicago and the county of Cook and the street gangs, and this could lead to just even more of a disaster we already have than we already have on the streets of Chicago. Again, I go back to this weekend, 50 shootings, at least 5 dead. That's a war zone. And I don't think any of this is going to help it.
Nope. None of this helps any of those things. It doesn't help people feel safe. You know, imagine getting pulled over and you're just sitting there waiting for the person to come up and tell you, you know, hey, the officer's going to tell you you were exceeding the speed limit or your taillight's out or whatever. And the person, you roll the window down and the person is, you know, obviously unable to tell you exactly why they've pulled you over, or they don't have an understanding of why they've pulled you over. They're obviously wrong about something. And you're like, oh, well, that's not how this works. And then they start, you know, telling you, yeah, it is how it works. And they have the gun, right? What are you supposed to do? I mean, Yeah, it's a nightmare.
But we're going to keep an eye on it you know, keep pushing the governor and the legislature to give us more details. And we're going to have to, you know, you're going to, if this happens, because again, there are police officers in this country that are dual citizens. I know a police officer in Colorado who is a citizen of Germany and a citizen of the United States, dual citizenship. And her intention when she retires from her police job in Colorado is to go back to Germany and be with her family. That's great. She has dual citizenship. But this is something totally different. And I don't think what the governor has thought about is the policies, the procedures. I don't think they've really pondered the power that police officers have. You know, do we want to give somebody, again, who's already broken the law and is still breaking the law to be here, the power to potentially take a life, use deadly force. Is that what you want from your law enforcement officers? And I want people to really ponder that. And anybody from Illinois who's listening, you need to talk to your legislators and tell them how you feel about this. Because that's where it's all gonna come to fruition is, and we talk about this all the time, it's the voter. It's the voter. We get all eaten up with who's going to be the president. I want you to think about who's going to be your sheriff, your school board, your local legislative district senator, representative, and who's your governor. Because in Illinois, it's right now, all those elections are now life-changing for the citizens of Illinois.
Yep. And I want to just piggyback on that by saying, the Democrats seem to be hell-bent on invalidating law enforcement, removing the validity of the actual officer himself, herself. And one way to do that is to have Americans view law enforcement, law enforcement could possibly, whoever's pulling you over could possibly even not even be a citizen of this country, right? We all know how we all look down on UN peacekeepers. We see UN peacekeepers in foreign countries and we look down on them. But we always say to ourselves, yeah, they can go keep peace anywhere they want to, but they can't do it in the U.S. Well, Democrats are all about giving UN peacekeepers authority in the United States, but they don't want law enforcement to have authority. So now they'll take away the authority of the badge, of the uniform, of the position by staffing it up with people who don't even belong in this country. Which means that normally law-abiding citizens, like myself, who would normally impute, that is a person in authority, I would see a person like that who speaks to me and doesn't have, a grip of the English language, I would think, oh, this is an illegal alien. Well, you don't actually have authority over me because you've broken federal law. That is the way to destroy it. I mean, these people are really good at destroying things.
They absolutely are. They have vilified us. Demonize us, and now they're just going to nullify us. And that goes back to creating that chaos in our streets, and which we have in a lot of areas now. And what that allows is for then the government to come in, especially the federal government, say, well, you guys are really screwing these things up. We're going to take it over. And it's absolutely frightening. There is a reason that American law enforcement is decentralized. And there is also a reason that American law enforcement officers take an oath to the Constitution of their state and to the United States of America. And if we bring in people, again, who do not have that passion, that love of country, that absolute vested interest in not just the present, but in the future of these United States, then we lose. We lose this country. And you're right. They're good at destroying it. And I think this could be one more nail in that coffin in the destruction of the United States that ultimately needs to be stopped.
Well, let's have everybody do exactly as you said. Talk to your elected officials in Illinois. Just because they're Democrats, that doesn't absolutely, it's not a rule that they have to enact laws that endanger your life. If you don't talk to them, if you don't express how you feel, you're not going to get the result that you want. And in an area where, the GOP doesn't even run candidates for some of the races, your choice is a radical Democrat or a more radical Democrat. Bring the least radical Democrat back down to earth by talking to them and telling them what you want. And take friends with you. Email en masse, call en masse. Reach out to them and tell them how crazy this is. They don't have to destroy Illinois. We live in Missouri, so we are in Illinois frequently, or used to be a lot more often. It's a beautiful state, and there are great people living there. So, it doesn't have to be this way. Lots of fantastic Americans were born in Illinois. It's a great place. It's a great part of our great country. We got to do a better job of making sure that these people know what we want. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, it's always a pleasure when you stop by. I know the news is rarely good, but I'm glad you're on top of it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to have to, we'll have to have a happy topic one of these times. But
yeah.
But I enjoy these discussions. And the National Police Association is so grateful to you for the support and just for the support of our profession, Stacey. That's something you do every night is honor the American law enforcement officer. And we appreciate that.
I am so happy to do it. I couldn't be more grateful to police officers. I think they do God's work. They're like doctors and nurses and so many other people in professions that are difficult and everyone can't do. I don't think just anyone can be a police officer or a nurse. I especially don't think just anyone can be a teacher. And so I try to, when I can, especially for police officers, to try to support them and to promote the good work that they do. And it's a pleasure for me to do it. So we will talk to you soon. Maybe we'll have a good news Friday with Sergeant Betsy. We'll see what we can do about that.
I'll keep my eyes open.
Okay, me too. Sergeant Betsy, thanks for coming on tonight.